Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Artificial stupidity. Some complexity can be contained, however, there are infinite number of possible creations. An infinite intelligence is required to understand an infinite complexity of patterns. The idea that human intelligence is finite, infinite in nature, while machine intelligence is not, is a philosophical question. It is believed that human intelligence is infinite because it is grounded in our ability to make sense of the world and establish meaningful connections. However, others have argued that human intelligence is limited by the capacity of the human brain, and there are certain things that humans simply cannot understand. Proponents of artificial intelligence argue that machines can be programmed to learn and adapt to complex patterns, and that they will eventually surpass human intelligence. They point to the rapid advancements in machine learning and deep learning algorithms, which enable machines to perform tasks that were once thought to be impossible by them. For example, machines can now recognize images, translate languages, and even play complex games like chess and Go, surpassing human experts. I think that humans have infinite intelligence. That's what we share with God. As we talked about yesterday, or the previous podcast, that there are certain characteristics which we share with the divine. The ability to discern good from evil. The ability to abstract thought and create new innovations, the ability to know right from wrong. Those things, those patterns put us in the realm, same realm of the thought processes of the divine. Okay, let's return back to complexity. Complexity requires time to understand and utilize. A framework needs to be established to understand context. Some of the ways which we apply context are things like semantic networks or knowledge graphs. In the case of both the semantic network and the knowledge graph, we can now use things like non-structured database or graph database to maintain those relationships. Artificial intelligence is best utilized in complex systems due to several reasons. Complexity requires time to understand and utilize. Complex systems often involve a large amount of data, intricate relationships, and numerous variables. It can be challenging and time-consuming for humans to analyze and make sense of such complexity. AI, on the other hand, can process vast amounts of data quickly and identify patterns or insights that may not be immediately apparent to humans. Well, in one case I was watching today, like RoboFlow 100, they used a TSNE, Tensei clustering algorithm to show that their 100 classifications of domains were accurately being segmented. And so that data would have been hard to know whether or not there were groupings of data within the convolution neural net or not without the machine learning algorithm, unsupervised learning algorithm. Okay, framework for understanding context. Establishing a framework to understand the context is crucial when dealing with complex systems. AI can assist in this process by analyzing various data points, identify relevant factors, and provide insights into the context of the system. AI models can be trained to recognize patterns, relationships, and dependencies within the complex system, enabling decision makers to make more informed decisions. Handling diverse and dynamic data. Complex systems often involve diverse and dynamic data for multiple sources. AI algorithms can handle different types of data, including structured and unstructured. For example, you can tell using prompt engineering, the large language model, that you want it to generate a table, a list, or you want it to generate a JSON string from the data. So you can use it as a way to extract the data and format it in the desired format. Plus, you can also add conditions to the data also. Perhaps maybe you want the data only in English, translated to English, or you only want certain data that is in English. This capability allows AI systems to adapt to changing conditions and make accurate predictions or recommendations based on the most up-to-date information available. Decision-making. AI can enhance decision-making in complex systems by providing data-driven insights and recommendations. I was watching how with the new ChatGPT, where it's given vision that it could look at a screen of charts, different, SAS type charts, and then using mock-up data, recreate the charts and the interface from a picture, a snapshot. Well, that's great. It can also take structured data, which it understands, form queries, and then use that as its data entities and generate charts from those data entities on demand. So AI will be able to generate the data insights and recommendations that will help us understand vast amounts of data and consider multiple variables and how they affect. So example, in the Monte Carlo simulation, you can look at how one variable affects another. So in the case of diabetes, you may want to look at BMI versus TC. Is there a correlation between them? How do they affect the outcome? And using different charts, you can run the simulation, then get the mean, then get the correlation, and then make the prediction using a linear regression, and figure out how the outcomes are affected by the two variables. So AI can build that for you because it knows how to construct the machine learning algorithms, and you as a human being give it the goal and provide it the data source, and it will connect the data source to the algorithms and then produce those insights. It's a very powerful way to build insights. Eventually, you won't have to explain how things connect. You just give it the goal, and then it figures out what the data sources are, and it brings everything together. Automation and efficiency. AI can automate repetitive tasks and process within a complex system, leading to increased efficiency and productivity. By delegating routine tasks to AI systems, human operators can focus on more complex and strategic aspects of the system. This automation can streamline operations, reduce errors, and improve overall system performance. A machine would need to change to more infinite design as it starts to solve more complex problems or infinite number of complex problems. Okay, let's look at how babies learn versus animals. The process of learning patterns in babies and animals differ in several ways. Babies have a remarkable ability to learn and acquire language, allowing them to understand and produce infinite numbers of patterns. Language acquisition in babies involves a complex interplay of cognitive, social, and linguistic factors. Babies start practicing speech by making vowel sounds and a variety of cries and squeals as early as 6 to 8 weeks old. As they grow, they begin to recognize patterns in sounds they hear, associate them with meanings, and gradually develop their vocabulary and grammar skills. Babies learn language through exposure to linguistic input, interaction with caregivers, and their own engagement with language learning process. This innate capacity for language in babies. Linguist Noam Chomsky, he's made popular by his grammars, a theory of universal grammars, suggests that humans are born with an innate capacity for language acquisition. According to this theory, babies possess a set of linguistic principles and parameters that guide their language learning. This innate capacity enables babies to learn the complex patterns of their native language, including syntax, grammar, and semantics. While the exact mechanisms of language acquisition are still being studied, it's clear that babies have a unique ability to learn and produce infinite patterns in language. Learning patterns in animals. Animals also exhibit pattern learning, but their abilities are often limited compared to humans. Animals can learn specific patterns through conditioning, repetition, and reinforcement. For example, animals can be trained to respond to certain cues or perform specific actions based on rewards or punishments. This type of learning is often focused on specific tasks or behaviors and may not involve the same level of complexity and generativity as human language. Pattern learning in nature. Patterns can also be observed in natural phenomena such as Fibonacci sequence found in the arrangement of seeds in sunflowers or spiraling patterns in pine cones. If you look at Wolfram Alpha's New Science book, he shows that simple algorithms in nature can create infinite or complex tapestries. Some of them involve thermodynamics, others the special theory of relativity, and even the design of the brain. It was part of some of these simple algorithms. The role of cognition and consciousness. Human babies have a unique advantage in the pattern learning due to their advanced cognitive abilities and consciousness. See, this is what I said about the philosopher versus the abstract thinker, is that the abstract thinker has advanced cognitive abilities which allow them to visualize what they want to build and the interactions involved in that construction of that model. They can actively engage with their environment, explore and experiment with facilities their learning of complex patterns. Animals, on the other hand, may rely on instinctual or conditioned response rather than conscious understanding and manipulation of patterns. Okay, well, let's look at more mechanical thought like mathematics. Mathematics can be componentized and integrated with the machine through advanced networks using computers as an assembly plant of code to find a mathematical solution. If the mathematics of everything exists, nuclear explosions, proteomics, engineering can become reusable components in a machine and used to solve all mechanical and quantitative problems. Would that make the machine superior in those domains? Would machines drive us to work, feed us, provide medical care, teach us, and clothe us? And the answer is yes, it's already underway. Mankind will eventually reach a maximum of complexity it can manage and understand. Well, okay, let's look at this from the philosopher's standpoint. The philosopher would argue that the maximum of complexity that a mankind can manage and understand is not fixed. According to Kant, a maxim is something that is freely and spontaneously adapted through the power of choice. So mankind will continue to make choices to understand the complexity which he has presented. Therefore, it is possible for humans to choose to increase their capacity to manage and understand complexity. Additionally, Adam Smith believed that science is the great antidote to the poison of enthusiasm and superstition. This suggests that humans have the ability to use science to overcome limitations and increase their understanding of a complex system. Okay, let's look at it from the standpoint of a priest. The priest would argue that the maximum complexity that mankind can manage and understand is limited by human nature. According to Noam Chomsky, division of labor will destroy human beings and turn people into creatures as stupid and ignorant as possible for a human being to be. Wow. This suggests that humans have inherent limitations that prevent them from managing and understanding complex systems. You've heard the phrase, know thyself, suggests that humans should focus on understanding themselves before attempting to understand complex systems. So we often do that. We look introspectively at ourselves to understand the world around us. The priest would argue that humans should adapt their limitations and focus on understanding themselves rather than attempting to understand the complex systems beyond their capacity. Okay, he doesn't deny that there are complex systems that exist, like protein folding or proteomics or DNA or an RNA sequencing, gene therapies, etc. CRISPRs that can slice out genes, defective genes. He doesn't argue that point, but he says, look at yourself. What are you becoming? Are you a good person? Are you happy? Are you in reconciliation with God? Those are the things that he will look at. And both have their place. How can the tool become the master unless the tool exceeds the power of the brain? The limitation of logic, our human imagination. How can we teach a computer to learn? Remember, understanding is impossible. But it may be possible to teach a computer to learn. The computer must have the ability to see. And so ChatGPT gave the computer the ability to see. So now it starts to interpret symbols, images, characters, relationships, and context. If the computer can see, then it can learn. So if we call learning relationships, context, associations, and symbol recognition, then the computer is learning. Suppose a company right now has the ability to teach a learning machine. The learning machine is beginning to replicate parts it needs to extend its functionality. The designs are strange, but the computer uses trillions of generations of solutions to derive it. The designs are implemented and a new level of functionality emerges. These designs are elementary now, but are not expected to remain elementary as the computer begins to fabricate and solve more difficult problems. If one argues computers are stupid forever, then it's a framework argument. They are arguing that nothing gets created and things only expand in functionality. For example, speech-to-text. It's been around for 2 decades. Speech-to-text has not innovated, only expanded in scope. So in the next 30 years, will we see only the expansion of existing functionality, or will we see a new enhancement and advanced civilization? So the question should remain, what new innovations has the computer created? Music, medicine, electronics, toys. If none can be found, we must surmise that computers have not gained the ability to create. In game development, generative AI can be used to create a new game, assets, characters, and environments without spending hours manually designing and building them. This can greatly accelerate prototyping and enabling developers to test out new ideas and concepts much faster. Personalized game experiences. Generative AI can build specific game experiences that appeal to different players by evaluating player behavior and inclinations. This can boost player interest and retention, eventually contributing to more profitable games. And I was talking to a friend about this AI, whether the AI is molding our thought patterns and our behaviors by the things which it's presenting, stimuli that were presented by either social media or what we're seeing now with the generative AI. And let's say that it occupies only 1% of our behavior. What happens when it occupies 10%? What happens when it occupies 20%? Will we be manipulated and controlled by the impulses of the machine and the marketers that are driving these algorithms for greater profits? Interactive creative boards. Generative AI can be used to create interactive creative boards where game developers can quickly visualize and iterate on game ideas. Procedural content generation. Generative AI can be used to create procedural content generation where integrated machine learning models analyze the behavior of players to tailor the game and even potentially to make it unique to each player. So it has transformed different industries like music. It's creating new music, generating personalized playlists, and intelligently accompanying that responds to musical changes in real time. Medicine. AI is transforming medicine by analyzing vast amounts of data to identify patterns and trends. Reconstruction of 3D images from 2D data in medical imaging. I was watching RoboFlow and how it could recognize different bones in the hand. It was really interesting. Electronics. AI is transforming electronics by enabling the creation of intelligent toys. AI art and music toys have leveraged machine learning algorithms to generate unique pieces of art or music. Toys. AI has transformed the toy industry by creating a new category of intelligent, interactive educational toys that can help cultivate critical thinking and problem-solving skills. And then we've talked about gaming, the experience of gaming. So the question is will our future be better and safer with AI, or will it become more chaotic and destructive and distractive? And that will all depend on whether we seek for stability, we seek innovation, and we continue to believe in God and His plan for us that will drive us to create innovations that are creative, because the creative power comes from God. And if we look there, then our systems will be more stable and affluent. If we fall into social evolution traps or virus, then our future will become more chaotic, disruptive, unstable, and AI will become more of a threat.